In the new movie, Youth, an elderly retired composer-conductor is called upon to conduct for the first time in years. He's an Englishman named Fred Ballinger, and the request is from Queen Elizabeth II. Ballinger's composition, written when he was a much younger man, is the only thing Prince Philip, her husband, listens to. It's called Simple Songs. That premise places a couple of demands on the movie Youth. Someone had to play Ballinger convincingly, which Michael Caine does. And someone had to compose a piece of music that could plausibly account for Prince Philip's fictitious fondness and for Ballinger's fictitious fame. Well, composer David Lang did that. This is from his, and in the movie Ballinger's, Simple Song number 3.
I feel complete.
David Lang, welcome to the program.
Hello.
And tell me about this song. Was this written after you saw or read the movie Youth, or did you have it in the drawer all along?
Now, I wrote it specifically for this film, but the really exciting thing about it was that because this movie is about a composer, Paolo Sorrentino had the idea that the music should play a huge role throughout the entire movie.
Sorrentino, the filmmaker.
That's right. So he came to me before the script was really even finished. So it was just about music. So we would have these conversations about what music could mean in a movie and how music could be stretched out through the length of the entire movie to show the development of a person and his relationship to his own work and his past and his love.
For you, then, was this a case of composing in character, that is, trying to understand Fred Ballinger, or is this the same piece that you would have composed if it were your own?
I sort of looked at it like an opera, actually. You know, sometimes when you write an opera, you end up having to put yourself in the heads of characters who do things other than what you do. You know, when Verdi writes about an evil person, he's not saying, I'm an evil person. He's trying to project into that so he can figure out how to make that evil person the most believable evil person possible. And so I had to sort of project myself into that person. I had to imagine what his emotional story was. And I could imagine that he is conflicted about remembering what love meant to him when he was young and he wrote this song, and what love means to him now at the end when, you know, he's an old man and his wife is no longer with him. And I wanted a song that would be capable of giving that kind of emotional range.
There is a scene in the movie in which Michael Caine, playing Fred Ballinger, who gave up composing and conducting music many years ago, is in the Swiss countryside and he hears cows and cowbells and the sound of birds taking flight, and he actually starts conducting what is, I gather, called the Wood Symphony. Let's hear a bit of that. There's that theme, a little byplay between the cow and the cowbell. There. Tell me about composing this.
This was so much fun to compose, I have to say. You know, the whole idea was that there's this beautiful scene where he goes out into the forest and he looks around and he, you know, using his conductorial skills, he points at the cows and tells them to be silent. And then he brings them into this beautiful composition which is just in his head. So it's a very funny scene, but it's also very touching because it's the first moment where you actually see him being able to be musical with himself. It's very beautiful.
Is this the way a composer hears the world, that you hear the music in everyday sounds?
I think so. I think we use music to understand where we are, you know. And also, I think we think of our emotional lives musically. You know, we use music to get to ourselves. And so this was a little window of a way to show Michael Caine trying to pay attention to himself.
By the way, the composition that's at the heart of this story is called Simple Song Number 3. Did you compose a number 1 and a number 2 as well?
No, just in the score it says Simple Song Number 3. It's very funny. So,
And it is the song with which he begins a concert, so clearly.
Well, because, you know, I wonder if Simple Song Number 1 and Simple Song Number 2 maybe are just too depressing to have in this movie or something, you know.
Don't even bother composing
that.
Yeah,
really. If we had heard Simple Song Number 1, we just, you know, would have been weeping buckets.
I know everything.
As we hear some more of Simple Song Number 3 from the movie Youth, I was wondering if you could tell us who's performing it.
One of the things that I had discussions with Paolo from the very beginning was who this man should work with. You know, he's supposed to be a very famous composer and conductor, and so he needs to be a world-class musician, and his collaborators need to be world-class musicians as well. So the singer who is singing this song is the international opera star Sumi Jo. The violinist who plays the solo is Victoria Milova, who's an amazing virtuoso. And the orchestra is the BBC Concert Orchestra, which is one of the great orchestras in England. And so it really seemed like all of these people were up to the level that the character was supposed to be.
Well, David Lang, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
David Lang composed this music and other pieces for the new movie Youth. In 2008, he won the Pulitzer Prize for his composition, The Little Match Girl Passion. He spoke to us from New York.